This is Ashley Hodge. I'm coming to you with some quick thoughts after Baylor's 67-48 win over Minnesota in the first round of the Crown, College Basketball Crown, MGM Grand Re Garden Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. I was there. Had a handful of other Baylor fans here as well. Good to see James Perry, Jeremy Fudge, Chris Charles Scott, Hob Howell, President Livingstone, she was there as well. Brad, there was a decent showing of Baylor fans. Some others too that that came from the Vegas area to root on the Bears. But I think we'll have a better crowd on Saturday. Big game against OU. That'll be an opportunity to win that one and play for the championship. KenPom right now has it a toss-up game. But let's talk about what we saw tonight. First of all, I thought Obi Agbin played outstanding. I interviewed him after the game. You can see that interview on Twitter. We'll post it in the post-game show notes as well. But he was just really good from the floor. He had 6 rebounds, 5 for 8 shooting threes. I thought he made great decisions. He had 2 assists. He had 2 steals. Didn't get credited with a block, but he definitely I think caused a jump ball situation where he got a block. Just played really good defense with his chest. Really proud of his effort. Thought he played really well tonight. Tunde did a lot of the damage scoring wise. He ends up with being the leading scorer, 19. Cam Carr got off to a slow start, may have only had like 4 at half, but he picked it up in the second half. Ends up with 15, also 9 rebounds, really active on the glass. Tunde had 7. Caden Powell, his normal just hardworking, muck it up type of game for him, ends up really efficient, 169 offensive rating. Obi was 176. That's a really big number. That's great. He ends up with 8 points and he gets 6 rebounds. He has a block, a steal as well. Isaac foul trouble, but he has four assists and only 1 turnover. Only 5 turnovers for the Bears on the night. That's just a tremendous number for them. Only 9 assists as well. They did out rebound Minnesota 37 to 29. So very active on the glass. They also caused Minnesota to turn it over 8 times. So they won the assist to turnover battle. And they did a really good job of defending the 3. Minnesota missed good looks, no question about it. They had some open looks that they just missed. But they were 3 for 23 from 3-point range. And one thing Baylor really did a great job of was the free throw defense, 7 for 15 for Minnesota. So the Bears were outstanding in that area, and Minnesota not as good. They were seven. Bears were 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Just a good game, good win. Nice to get that first one under the belt, and we'll await tomorrow's results to see how the semifinals shape up. But we know that the Bears will play OU. OU watched that game early, was taken into overtime by Colorado, a Colorado team that was really down 3 of their 4 or 5 best players because those guys had hit the transfer portal. So they're coming in with a much lesser team and, really gave OU all they wanted. I mean, they took them to overtime and had a chance to beat them, but OU does prevail. So we'll be very interesting to see how the Bears handle OU on Saturday and if they're able to get that win. A lot of things to do in Vegas. Gonna go to the Grand Canyon tomorrow, Zion National Park on Friday, and then Saturday will be basketball focused, and hopefully some church and a championship game on Sunday. That would be a great way to cap off the weekend. But for now, I just it's late here. It's 2 a.m. Central Time, midnight Vegas time. Just want to give you some quick thoughts after Baylor's 67-48 win over Minnesota. Sick 'em Bears.